Audio Renaissance presents Plum Lovin' by Janet Ivanovich, read by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. Men are like shoes. Some fit better than others. And sometimes you go out shopping and there's nothing you like. And then, as luck would have it, the next week you find two that are perfect, but you don't have the money to buy both. I was currently in just such a position, not with shoes, but with men. And this morning, it got worse. A while ago, a guy named Diesel showed up in my kitchen. Poof, he was there, like magic. And then, days later, poof, he was gone. Now, without warning, he was once again standing in front of me.
"Surprise," he said. "I'm back."
He was imposing at just over 6 feet, built solid with broad shoulders and deep-set, assessing brown eyes. He looked like he could seriously kick ass and not break a sweat. He had a lot of wavy, sandy blonde hair cut short and fierce blonde eyebrows. I placed his age at late 20s, early 30s. I knew very little about his background. Clearly, he'd been lucky with the gene pool. He was a nice-looking guy with perfect white teeth and a smile that made a woman get all warm inside. It was a cold February morning, and he dropped into my apartment wearing a multicolored scarf wrapped around his neck, a black wool pea coat, a washed-out three-button thermal knit shirt, faded jeans, beat-up boots, and his usual bad attitude. I knew that a muscular, athletic body was under the coat. I wasn't sure if there was anything good buried under the attitude. "My name is Stephanie Plum. I'm average height and average weight, and have an average vocabulary for someone living in Jersey. I have shoulder-length brown hair that is curly or wavy."